Yeah, so I'm Yvette Williams. I'm the network coordinator for MCAF. I'm just going to very quickly run through what we do within the network, and mainly to let you know what we do if you're unsure, but also for feedback and ideas, you're welcome to join. I have many examples of some of our outputs down the back if you're willing, if you'd like to take them. And in the next couple of days, I'll also send you an email with the contact list for today of whoever so that they were happy to be on the contact list for today, as well as we put the presentations for today. I have to check with all the presenters that they're happy to go up onto the website, and also all the workshop outcomes for today. They all go on the website, and I'll send you around an email as well to let you know when they go on. Yeah, it's my computer and I can't make it work. There we go. Okay, so our network activities broadly fall into the communication aspects, which is e-bulletins and newsletters and things, a notice board. We're trying to compile a more targeted set of peer-reviewed publications for people to go onto the network and access, onto the website and access some grey literature. We also ask if anyone knows of great resources that they would like to put on there to let us know. We do provide research support to try and build capacity in this research area. Adaptation in biology has always been kind of natural adaptation. We're obviously trying to steer all towards an adaptive management kind of realm as well. So we're trying to build capacity in that area, as well as some events like these roadshows and workshops. So as Leslie said, we have... it's actually up over this number now. I haven't put the latest things. But more interestingly, when we first started out, we meant to be a research network. We had a large group of researchers involved because that's kind of the group that we knew. But slowly but surely with roadshows and as we've come along, we're almost 2 years, 2.5 years in now, we have quite a number of stakeholders as well, and hopefully keep building. Our biggest... kind of communication portal is our website, and there it does say members over there now, but we actually have nothing now hidden behind the members location. It's all free access. You can go and you can have a look. You know, if you're from research and you would like to know about student funding, you can go and have a look at that, as well as GIS layers and other resources, the must reads and things, also linked to that. We have a notice board in which a few things go on it. One, we send out notifications of any job opportunities, but also there's also an area there where if you have a research question and you would like to make it available to other people to look at to see if people are actually interested in working in this area, then you can also log that on. And if you're technically challenged like myself, you can also just write to us and we can also put that on there for you. The idea of the notice board is to link stakeholder research needs with researchers. It can be associated with funding, but not essential. We also advertise student projects and jobs and events notices. As I said before, there's a must read section which goes out in our newsletter, but then we load them onto the website with the abstracts to see if they're you know, of interest to you, and we're currently trying to build up to about the 100 best read section, as well as some grey literature. We did start out thinking we would provide databasing and GIS information resources, but there are now many, many projects within Australia worth millions and millions of dollars, including TERN, ARCS and ANZ, although ARCS and ANZ are currently going through a transition phase of being refunded, as well as the Atlas of Living Australia. That all allow you to put your data in, whether it be metadata or whether it be raw data, into these databases. And now what we do is provide a link to these places, as well as if you need help, we have Andrew, a person who is the database person, who can actually help you get it in there as well if you have trouble with such things. As I said, we have our news bulletins that we put out. We try and focus on adaptation research, which is happening in each state or territory. They're all available on the front link of the website, as well as just you know, any other larger research programs that are going on. But we're also trying to get information and articles from stakeholders that are also doing very on-ground adaptation research as well. We have information sheets, of which we've released the first three, and the refugia information sheet will come out as soon as I go back and send it out, and they're available down the back. And we also have more coming out this year. And the idea is that they're just very general public information about certain areas that we feel are of interest to general public. We also have a website, on the website, a link to the NARC, which is the National Adaptation Research Plan, and these are the key questions within those within the adaptation plan. And if you click down onto these, it will tell you researchers that are actually interested in carrying out research in these fields as well. We have the roadshows. Like I said, we trying to support students to build capacity in this area as well. And the biggest problem that we have at the moment is that we still get lots of project proposals for impacts research. It's trying to encourage people to take that next step to then actually provide the adaptation of, you know, how can your research then be put on the ground or help, which Nola, I think, is here, is one of the master's students that now moved on to a PhD fund with. So we do honours, masters funding, as well as PhD collaborative grants, where we try and encourage other students to also go either nationally or internationally to bring skills that will not only help their PhD, but has the potential to also help in adaptation research in Australia. We have international invited speakers, of which we've had one for the last 2 years. This year we haven't confirmed our speaker yet. We have invited someone, but we haven't heard back from them. But if you also have other ideas, also CORE NCALF likes to run, bring in international or national people and give presentations to general public or certain people. And so if you have any ideas for that, we'd love to hear them. And as Leslie said, we also have had workshops, of which we try and have two a year. Done the conservation planning one, then we had a genetic translocation one at the beginning of last year, and a managed relocation one at the end of last year. And then our two for this year is the riparian vegetation one, which we're running with the Freshwater Network, which will be at the end of June, and the estuarine ecosystems, which will actually be running across a whole lot of networks, the marine, freshwater and settlements and infrastructure. And Melanie Bishop here at Macquarie University will run. And it will be, I'll see if I can remember, the hard and soft options for estuarine systems to adaptation. So whether you build a barrage or a seawall or the other options that are available, it's not my area of expertise, and what are the pluses and minuses of doing such things. So I think that's the end of my talk. I'm happy to ask any questions, but I also just wanted to thank everyone for giving up their time for coming today, because I know that there's always a million things to go to and spend time with. So, yeah.